Hey friend, do you love cracking open a fresh journal? Do you linger in the paper planner aisle at Target? Me too. If you have a dream to create your own planner, devotional journal, or paper product, and you're curious about the printing process, timeline, and cost, you are in the right place. Welcome to the Dream Printing Podcast. I'm Polly Payne, CEO and founder of Horatio Printing, and I have sold over 45,000 paper planners and products around the world. Want to learn how I did it? I'm going to take you behind the scenes and teach you how you can plan, print, and publish your high-quality paper product. So grab your favorite journal, your favorite pen, a cup of coffee, and let's get that dream off the back burner and into your hands. Hi, everybody. I'm Polly Payne, the founder of Horatio Printing and the creator of Print School. I've sold over 50,000 dream planners and devotionals around the world. And today I'm going to talk to you about how to organize your print design, your product design for print, because I see a lot of people that come to me that have an idea, they have a bunch of things they want to create, and they're either trying to narrow it down or they just don't know how to take it out of your head and put it on paper so that it can turn into something. So today we're going to talk about dreaming and how to really narrow that dream down and apply it so that you can take the next step to create your paper product. So before I tell you the three things you need to do to get started, I'm going to tell you what not to do, because that is just as important as telling you what to do. And this is what I see a lot of people doing, and it's so easy to do. You might be guilty of this. If you are guilty of it, drop a note in the comments. We can laugh about it. Also, it's totally fine if you've done this, but this is what I see. I see people going to Canva and creating a Frankenstein planner. And this is what happens. You go into Canva, you're like, oh, cool. Here's a planner. I'll just make a planner from Canva. They've already got all the files in here. They've got the templates. Like, oh, this is going to be so easy. And we get really excited, you know, peak excitement. Woohoo, this is going to be so easy. So we start pulling some pictures and some images from, a template. And then we see another template we like, and we start pulling stuff from that. And then we see another template we like, we start pulling stuff from that. And then we realize, well, I had this page in mind, or I had this thing I really wanted, but like none of these templates are it. So we start mocking up something different. And we have now this hodgepodge of stuff. And the branding doesn't match, the alignment doesn't match, the margins don't match, the fonts don't match, the coloring doesn't match, the style doesn't match. We don't know what order to put it in, the left and the right hand sides. You know, you realize that the month at a glance is on one page. That's going to be really tiny. How do I spread that across two pages? And we get confused. We get annoyed. We get overwhelmed. And you know what happens when our dreams become a burden? We abandon them. I'm a big fan of dreaming. I've studied dreams, not so much the dreams when you sleep, but like how to pursue and make dreams happen. So I'm the creator of the Dream Planner. I've sold over 50,000 of these. And my ultimate mission in life is to help people pursue their dreams. So I've sold these, and I've been creating these luxury paper products for years. And now I love helping people who have the dream that is very similar to my original dream, which was to have a planner business, have a journal business, a devotional business, make that happen. So that's, I love dreams, but I've seen so many dreams die, and it's because we don't know what to do. And what's really tricky about specifically this situation of trying to print something, there's not a lot of people out there teaching this. There just isn't. There are people teaching how to DIY, how to print on demand, how to make subpar stuff that isn't like absolutely stunning and excellent. And that's the tricky thing. So that's why I created Print School, which, by the way, that is my signature program. It is available for you if you want to take Print School to join the process of it. You can go to horatioprinting.com/print school. And a lot of students who enter my program have done this exact thing. And it's not a bad thing to have created a Frankenstein Canva file. If anything, that shows that you've taken initiative and you've already taken one of the first big steps in like building a really rough prototype. It's probably just not where you want it to be. It doesn't look the way you wanted it to be. You're not ready to print it anywhere. You're not ready to show it off yet. It just hasn't molded into the product that you had in your vision, if that makes sense. So that's you. Raise your hand, put a note below. All right, so if we're not going to go straight to Canva and make something, what are we going to do? Here's the three steps of how to get started. Ready? You're taking notes. Number one, get clear on the one thing. If you're like me, when you were starting out with this dream, maybe you had something you wanted to make. You went to a stationery store and you saw 10 other things you want to make. And then you had an idea to make something for this group of people and an idea to make something for that group of people. And then you were like, we should have t-shirts made. You know, like it just, maybe you're one of those people that just has a bunch of ideas that kind of plop out of their head. And so narrowing it down to the one thing can be tricky, but it's really important. If you want to get something done, you have to focus on the one thing. It's the same thing with like your to-do list or like getting your house clean. Like you can't clean every room at one time. You have to start with the dishes, right? I heard a great quote from John C. Maxwell. He was talking about, you know, you only have like your one axe and you have to choose what tree you want to chop down first. If you go around the woods, just hacking a little bit at this tree, hacking a little bit at that tree, hacking a little bit at this tree, nothing falls down. So we want to start with the one thing, the thing you're most excited about selling, creating, the thing that has the most market interest. Which one do you think is the most sellable, especially if you already have an audience or you already have a demographic that you're really keyed in on, or a conversation that you talk about a lot. Maybe you have a podcast and that podcast is about blah, blah, blah. You want to create something that makes sense with that, right? So that's number one. Get clear on the one thing you want to make. Do you want to make a planner, a devotional, a journal, a guided journal, a blank journal, a sketchbook? What do you want to make? Get specific on the first thing you want to print, the first sample you want to order. That's step one. Let's narrow it down. Now, the second step is to really create a vision statement around this first product. So here's the outline of how to create a vision statement. It's super clear. It's the what, it's the who, and it's the how. What are you making? Who is it for? And how does it help them? What are you making? Who is it for? And how does it help them? So this looks like I'm making a planner to help Christian women be intentional with their time and pursue their dreams. That's mine. Yay. Let's talk about another one. I'm creating a journal to help women who are going through the grief of losing a child. I'm creating a recipe book for moms who are busy and need to come up with dairy-free recipes. Which, by the way, if any of you guys want to make that, I need it. Please. My whole family is lactose intolerant. I will buy it. Okay. I'm creating a financial planner for couples to help them get clear on their goals together and create their legacy, right? Those are vision statements. It's so important that we get clear on who we're making it for and how is it supposed to help them. What problem is it solving for them? The more you can stop thinking about you and if this fails, I'm going to look so stupid and oh my gosh, what are people going to think if I make something and how on earth am I going to do this and I'm not good enough and oh my gosh, this looks so bad. It makes me look stupid. Like that's all this like inward stuff. And when you're in the process of creating, there's going to be times where you make really great stuff and times where you make junky stuff, you know, like you're going to try to write a paragraph and you're like, ugh, this doesn't feel good. There's going to be times where you try to make cover art and you're like, that's not it. There's going to be times in the process where you're going to doubt yourself. And the more we can think about them, the person you're making it for, why they need it. Like if you're making a grief journal or a cancer warrior planner, like the more you can think about what do they need? What are they going through? Like how is this going to help them? It makes it easier to actually get the dream done. And that's for any dream, any type of product. The more you can think about the person you're talking to, the better. Like right now, I'm not thinking about how I sound or how I just fumbled over a sentence. I'm thinking about you who's watching this video right now, which right now is whenever you're watching it. You know what I mean? I'm not thinking about me. And that helps me be more confident in what I'm doing. So just side note there. But that's the second thing. You want to write down your vision statement. And I want to encourage you to write down your vision statement in the comments below. I'm making a blank for blank to help them blank. Write it down, declare it. Write it down and declare it. Now, the third step is where you actually start making the thing. You actually start organizing your paper product for print. And that is when you start sketching out your prototype, So instead of starting with a Frankenstein Canva design, I want you to go to a blank canvas. Start with blank paper. As much as you can, you want to create from within. You want to create from your idea. And then once you get your vision clear, then you can go create a prototype in Canva off of your vision, and you can get elements from other things you're going to create off of your vision. When you're creating and sketching out your prototype, you want to think about, how do I want to take them from A to Z? Like, how do I want to take them from the beginning of the year to the end of the year? How do I want to take them from financially struggling to solid plan, right? Your person, when they have this problem of being like unorganized or whatever it is, they're over here, right? And then there's steps you're going to take them in the product to get over here. So what does that look like? What is the journey? Is it a 90-day devotional? Is it a 3-month planner? Is it, what is that? And you're actually going to map it out on paper. And I recommend that you start with just your first 6 pages. What's that first page in your product gonna look like? Normally, it's some sort of this thing belongs to page, right? And then after that, the next page will have your copyright featured. And for me, I like to have a welcome letter, something that introduces myself, introduces my vision for what I want for the person, like my hope for them as they start the journey. And then from there, you could have table of contents, instructions on how to use the product, and then it goes into the core of the product. So start with your 6 pages. That's your homework, okay, from this video. And when you get done with that, I want you to go watch my free workshop where I take you all the rest through the step of creating your paper product. You can go to horatioprinting.com/workshop, horatioprinting.com/workshop. Watch my free dream printing workshop where I take you through what we've covered today, but also the timeline, the process, getting a sample printed, getting a mass order printed, launching it. It goes through the whole thing. So if you want to learn more, you can do that. Now, if you're interested in working with me and joining my program to get your printed product done and also launched, you can join Print School. You simply have to apply. You can go to horatioprinting.com/Print School and actually jump in there, learn more about the program. There's incredible bonuses for students, like I pay for your sample. You get access to my printer. You get access to my designers if you want to hire them. You get access to free templates and training on how to design if you want to learn how to design and create print-ready files. You also get all my marketing strategy and launch plans, email marketing, all of it. Customer service, all of it, my warehouse, all of it. So everything that I've learned from growing my business for the last 10 years and selling and creating paper products is in Print School, along with support from me on 3 times a month coaching calls as a group. So anyways, that is just a little side note there. If you want more support and you want more help, go to Print School and check it out. I hope this has helped you. If you have a specific question that you want to see answered on a podcast episode, drop it in the comments below. I love taking your questions and turning them into our next episode. So make sure to comment below and subscribe. Have a wonderful day. You are so loved. Thanks for listening to the Dream Printing Podcast. I hope you learned something today, and I would love to partner with you to make your print dreams come true. Take the next step by watching my free on-demand workshop at horatioprinting.com/workshop. That link is down in the show notes. Or you can go ahead and jump to step two, which is go ahead and apply for print school, where you're going to get all my systems, the Dream Printing Method, my contacts, my printer, all the shortcuts and templates. You can apply at horatioprinting.com/print school. Yay! If this show has blessed you in any way, please consider taking 5 seconds to leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening from. I read each and every one and it blesses me. If you have a question, feel free to just DM me. Pop over to Instagram, DM my personal account, Polly_Payne. I'd be happy to chat with you and just see what questions you have and connect. I cannot wait to see what you create and bring into the world. Have a wonderful day. You are so loved.